You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, tribulation's coming. Why? Short answer, because we violate God's laws. Now, we practice integration when God scattered us. Big push for that today. Open the borders wide open. Let all the illegals come in, and let's not even call them illegals. We'll just call them undocumented. And actually, if you invited them, can you actually call them an illegal when you say, come on in, we got free phones, food stamps, housing, health benefits, all the freebies, gonna give you money every single month, gonna take care of you? Who wouldn't come? You'd be a fool not to. But Genesis chapter 11 verse 1 says, now the whole earth had one language and one speech. Well, see, we're completely integrated here. Verse 2, and it came to pass, and they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. They said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower, whose top is in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they have one language, and this is what they will do. Now, nothing they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, that they shall not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over all the face of the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth. So it was God's intention that you not have one people that are all homogenized, and they all speak the same language, they all have the same culture. He split us up and scattered us over the face of the earth. You know, another thing he said is not to practice idolatry. Let me describe, we got time to go through this, a big idolatry that takes place today with Christianity. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the sign of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are brutal. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe, and they decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do good. Have you ever heard of some strange custom of people going out into the woods? You cut down a tree, you bring it home, you put it in a stand so that it won't fall over, and you decorate it with silver and gold. You do this in the middle of the winter, in the winter solstice festival, and anybody ever hear anything like that today? I think it's called Xmas. And then they invent this guy, Satan Claus. It's Satan is Satan Claus. Santa is Satan, all scrambled up. Take a look. Same letters, just rearrange them. Satan becomes Santa. Oh, guess what? And then we lie to our children. Although we tell them not to lie, we lie to our children. And we tell them that Satan Claus leaves them presents under this idolatrous tree. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station.